This Psychology Science Minute is brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Robin Fitovic, clinical psychology doctoral student. Hearing voices is common in about 10% of our population and in people diagnosed with psychosis. How do they differ? Netherlands researchers asked non-patients who reported hearing voices and patients diagnosed either with schizophrenia or a dissociative disorder to complete an interview and questionnaires to determine any differences. Results? Non-patients started hearing voices before 12 years old, whereas the clinical group started after 12. Patients reported hearing voices daily and more continuously than non-patients. Patients diagnosed with schizophrenia reported hearing voices talk about them more often in third person than non-patients. Compared to non-patients who heard voices, patients with schizophrenia or dissociative disorders reported that the voices spoke about their thoughts and those of others more. While non-patients reported the voices spoke more positively to them, the clinical groups reported more negative voices, making them feel afraid, criticized, and less in control of their lives. More than 50% of all groups hearing voices experienced abuse as a child. The onset of hallucinations for those in the dissociative disorder group occurred after experiencing a traumatic event. If you struggle with hearing voices or past trauma, seek psychological consultation for help. I'm Robin Fitovic, and that's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute.